Entertained a motion to come out of executive session into regular session.
All right, you got it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I would guess motion carried. Mr. Moore, any possible action on executive session items?
We discussed several items, including collective bargaining and land acquisition. There was a matter of personnel that I believe would be appropriate, and Mr. Lawson has a proposed motion.
Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. Moore. I do have an update and a proposed motion today for the council to consider relating to personnel. As I conveyed to council a few months ago, the current director of planning and zoning, Mr. Lawrence Lank, has announced his retirement effective at the end of this year. And as a result of that, that position is a position that is appointed by the county council per county code. We have taken the opportunity in executive session under personnel to discuss the council's intent to fulfill that position. And I believe based on the recommendation of the current planning and zoning director, Mr. Lank, as well as myself, the county administrator, we would recommend along with the council to fulfill that position with our current planning and zoning manager, Ms. Janelle Cornwell.
Who happens to be sitting?
Right there.
Yeah, yeah.
That recommendation will take a motion by council. I have one for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council promotes Janelle Cornwell as the Planning and Zoning Director appointee, effective immediately, to serve in that position until the retirement of the current director, and at which point Ms. Cornwell shall be appointed Planning and Zoning Director.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Congratulations. Looking forward to working with you. It's always good when we have good people on staff we can promote from within. It's a good thing for all our employees. And we feel very confident you can do the job. Mr. Lank feels very confident you can do the job. And he is certainly wanting to get here as soon as he can. So he will not hold you up, I'm sure. Okay, we will now it's time for our public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each applicant shall be announced. The director will review with the council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lang and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And we have several hearings today. The first hearing this afternoon is conditional use number 2055, filed on behalf of Jeffrey Allen Corman and Molly Murphy Corman. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a private airport with landing field with tie down and parking area to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.7 acres, more or less. Property is located on the southerly right-of-way of Mills Road, being Road 205, 95 hundredths of a mile southeast of Cedar Neck Road, being Road 206. The 911 address was not available. Tax map ID is District 330, Map 8, Parcel 46, and being a part of that parcel. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application August 25th of 2016. During the public hearing process, the applicant did provide his application in October of 2015, and due to state regulation on ag preservation districts, the applicant had to go through an amendment to Title III of Delaware Code Section 909A5, which referenced Ag Land Preservation Act restrictions. It was amended by legislature on May 11th of 2016 to allow for restricted landing areas. For the benefit of the commission, the applicant had submitted a packet of information, and council, and before you is a spiral bound booklet. It is an amended version of what the commission received. We just received it last week. The Planning and Zoning Commission, we received comments from DLDOT, Sussex County Engineering Department. Jeff Corman was present on behalf of the application with Rob Gibbs, Esquire, Morris, James, Wilson, Albert, and Bard, LLP. Mr. Gibbs gave us a PowerPoint display and gave testimony on the applicant's behalf. There was one party present that gave testimony in support of the application, Bill Hopkins, and there were two letters received from Alan Mills and Dennis Mills and Donald Mills together, voicing no objection to the intended airstrip. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2055 for Jeffrey Allen Corman and Molly Murphy Corman for a private airport with landing field with tie downs and parking area based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the use is for a private airport on land that is subject to a long-term land lease. Two, the airport will be for private use. The applicant lives adjacent to the site and intends to use it for his personal use. Three, the applicant stated that the FAA has approved the airfield. Four, the use is authorized in an ag preservation district where this is located. Five, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application, and several people were present in support of the application. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a private airport as permitted in an ag preservation district under Title III, Section 909 of the Delaware Code. B, no chemicals associated with aerial spray operation shall be stored on the site. And C, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Ross, carried unanimously to forward conditional use 2055 for Jeffrey Allen Corman and Molly Murphy Corman to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 5-0. received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date.
Any questions from council?
I got one.
Yes.
In the testimony, or I'll ask, I guess, the applicant when he comes up here, didn't reference, it said private airport for the use of the Cormans. What it didn't say is the way it's written, I guess, if it's private use, could they put in, could a half a dozen airplanes be there, all privately owned?
There wasn't a limitation on the number of airplanes to be utilized in that facility, other than they said for their own personal use.
So these are all, I'll just ask.
Yeah, the question was asked as to whether or not they had what they called the friendly farmers, where they fly in, they're there for a couple hours, and they go away, and they don't come back for months and months and months.
Well, that's different. I'm talking about, right.
Yeah, just the use of the airport.
Where we've had in the past, we had some issues where.
Right, that's exactly right.
They, you know, ended up having half a dozen or more airplanes, and they're all in and out, whatever. I'll just.
Since there are no additional questions at this point, Mr. Gibbs?
Robert Gibbs here with Morris James Wilson Halbrook and Byard on behalf of Jeff and Molly Corman. There's been a very good recap of the application already. I put together a notebook for council members that has many of the same exhibits, and I would be willing to walk through that quickly. I understand you have a good agenda, and I've been told by a little bird that it would be really nice if I would be unlawyer-like and be actually fairly brief, so I'm going to try to do that. The first exhibit is tab one is the application and the original exhibits with that application. And I will pull up this one, and that is the map that shows the outer line Shark Farm. Which you can see the boundary lines all the way around. That's the Shark Farm, which is 260 some acres, and the landing strip itself is well shown there. And the rectangle that is right at the very left end of the runway is the Corman property, the privately owned residence of Jeff and Molly Corman. The little flag at the end there is just an access for vehicles to come off of the road right where it makes a sharp turn and come back with a limited parking area and landing and tie down area for obviously you couldn't get too many planes there. There's a relatively small tie down area. And the rest is part of the farm, and that's it. It's just that 5.57 acre strip and the flag portion that is at least to Jeff and Molly Corman from the Sharp family. So this is conditional uses associated with that 5.7 acre lease. So exhibit A is this drawing. Exhibit B is the lease agreement signed by the Sharp family, Sharp Farms Limited Partnership and the Cormans. Exhibit C was the mailing list application form to the very few adjacent property owners, because the Sharp farm literally surrounds the 5.57 acre leasehold. The next two are the deeds showing the ownership of the property. Exhibit F is the Department of Transportation report that Mr. Lank referenced. Did not show any change in traffic expected, and that a traffic impact study itself was not recommended or needed. Exhibit two is the Google Earth aerial photograph, which shows same thing that you're already looking at, except in nicer color. It shows the address there that's shown on it. The 5121 Mills Ridge Road is the Corman residence, and you can see the strip mowed grass surrounded by the farm fields. The next is very similar. It just shows the tax map overlay. In the notebook, it's exhibit three, again showing the Corman residence as the property appurtenant to the leasehold. The next is exhibit four, which is just the tax map, which staff provided me just the other day. Very helpfully showing the entire area as AR1. The next exhibit, 5, is the Department of Transportation FAA approval. The next, Mr. Lank, I think, explained there was just a little glitch in the glitch from our standpoint, at least, that the Preservation Act, which you can see the highlights there, were the only two changes that were requested to allow this application for Sussex County that would have been allowed in Kent County. It's just a slight difference in the county statutes. The Ag Preservation District said that we wouldn't have a, or that they wouldn't allow a private airport if there had to be a conditional use that went along with it. In Kent County, they don't have a conditional use unless it's commercial. So they modified this just so that we can still go through this conditional use process for a private airport, as our statute provides, without having a problem with the Preservation Act. Sussex County Council memo is Exhibit 7, which we've already reviewed. The minutes are Exhibit 8. The conditions, proposed findings of fact that we presented below is number 9, and the proposed conditions for approval that Mr. Lank listed are Exhibit 10. I know that Mr. Cole's got a question. I don't know if you have any questions of me first. I'd be glad to try to answer them. I may defer them to Jeff anyway. Mr. Corman's right here.
Well, maybe he can come up. Maybe one of you. I don't care. No, the question is we've had in the past other little private airports that, and all, next thing you know, you look up and they've expanded into other uses where other people were using them, and it got questionable whether it was still private or not. Could you define private? Do you mean just the Corman's airplanes? Do you mean Corman and friends? If so, is it one friend, two friend? You know, in other words, I'd like to put some limits on the number of airplanes that could be part of this conditional use. Now, the fly-ins, I think that who somebody referenced here, that's a different story. That doesn't comply. I'm talking about who would be parked there, the use of it, if it's going to be private, because it gets to be, could be a problem. And like I say, this isn't a problem, but it could be. So could you just give me a good explanation of what you mean by private?
Well, Jeff Corman, you know, we have the airport in Milton and Greenwood, and that's our public airport. This was just for me to come home when it's windy, because I live 30 miles from where I work now, and to see my kids. And you know, my father-in-law flies. He flies in there every now and then. I mean, the most that would ever be there that I could ever see would be 4 airplanes, ever.
So the question basically is to get around it. Do you have a problem with the conditions as placing a limit on the number of airplanes that are for private use that are permanently parked there?
No, not at all. And I wouldn't want to have a fly-in. So.
Well, personal problem.
But. And to further amplify on that, Mr. Cole, since this is an Ag Preservation District, there would be allowed no commercial activity, so there could not be planes for hire or any type of activity such as that.
Well, it's difficult, as you know, to enforce any of this stuff, and you know somebody's gonna be standing there and find out who's coming on and off, and see if there's stewardesses on these planes or what, but which I doubt. So I'm just, the question would be: do you have any problem with your client and your attorney of that the council would put a place a limit on the number of planes that would be permanently parked
there for a private airport? I guess if I had to put a number on it, I mean, in the future, maybe 6. I don't know. I mean,
well, that's what I'm trying to.
4 to 6in about 2 minutes here.
I mean, that's right now it's just, I come in there and my father-in-law stops in and that's all we do. All we would ever do.
Right. I mean, the idea that a family, your personal use, you're not going to have 4 planes, you're not going to have 6 planes.
No.
Would you be comfortable with the first number of 4 if I suggested that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean,
that's fine. I know. More is better than a lot of things.
I'm just asking if he needs that exception for the fly-in in case he.
No, the fly-ins, I won't call. That's just temporary. They come in, whatever.
Yeah.
And picnic, have a lunch, and leave. But we have had it in the coastal area, and this is probably not the problem down where we had certain people discover these private airports, and they utilize them for their passenger service, and. And that's when people, helicopters.
Right.
Any helicopters going to use the site?
I do. I own 2 helicopters, spray helicopters for mosquito control. Okay. Same thing. I would
So we were looking, we're talking about, but no more than whether it's four planes or helicopters.
It's four aircraft.
Four aircraft. Okay, there we go. That covers that. Drones?
No drone.
Drones.
I won't have a drone.
Okay.
No, we don't have.
Any more questions of council?
That'd be fine. Thank you, Mr. Corman.
Would the language, there shall be no more than four aircraft parked there on a permanent or semi-permanent basis?
For private use only. We want to emphasize there is no question that that is a private use airport.
Yes, and that's also in number one.
Okay.
This use shall be limited to a private airport.
Okay.
And it refers to the.
All right. No, everybody's well aware of the Corman's activities with the airplanes and spraying and all that stuff.
Any other questions from council?
I have a question. Is George going to be up there counting the number of planes come in?
No. Sam, that's going to be your job.
You seem to be worried about how this comes in, George.
I'm worried they might start spraying you.
I thought you were going to be up there checking it.
For Zika. They might spray you for Zika virus.
I think you've already got it.
Moving right along. Any more questions to council?
That's the entertainment portion of our afternoon.
If there are no other questions from council, did you have anything else to add? Either one of you? If not, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Hearing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close our public hearing on this matter, and if council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a private airport with landing field, with tie-down and parking area to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 5.7 acres more or less for reasons given by planning and zoning as 1 through 6 and conditions 7A through C. And there would need to be.
Oh, you have a motion to
Well, I think Mr. Moore will have it in a certain verbiage, correct?
Yes. So you would move that there be a new C inserted and the current C be the change to D, and the new C shall state there shall be no more than four aircraft parked on the premises on a permanent or semi-permanent basis.
I'll make that motion that we amend the condition.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette, to amend with a new 7C as read by Mr. Moore in the public record. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will. Yes. Motion carried. Now then, we need a motion to
make a motion. We adopt CU 2. What is it?
0055.
2055.
As amended.
Yes, sir.
Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yeah, I move for adoption according to what we learned from planning and zoning's hearing with the amendments and with the conditions as well as the amendment.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes for the same reasons.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes, per planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Wilson.
I don't see any reason why we should have four. I don't know why I can't have six. I think it's probably four.
But your vote is to vote yes or no?
I vote no.
You vote no. Okay.
Tell your father that. Sam Wilson voted against him.
Also with the, for the reasons planning and zoning stated and with the conditions as amended.
I'm in favor of Flyway, but I'm not in favor of changing it from four
your
to
vote
six.
Says otherwise.
The record will never state that.
We will back up to Mr. Wilson. Do you want to change your vote to a yes?
My vote will be yes, but I thought first. I thought at first you was asking me, was
we? No, we already voted on that before.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that.
Back to where I was, I will vote yes based on their planning recommendations with the amended conditions. Motion approved. Thank you very much.
Sam, I'd like to have you and your green Cadillac there counting airplanes.
There you go.
Uh-oh. He'll want a ride, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
After all, thank you. If you come here and ask for a cement runway, we'd have a heck of a job, got that approved.
No.
George would never got done with us having obligations to it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
The next matter.
If I can just have one moment.
Yes.
I won't have this opportunity again. I just heard formally of Mr. Lank's retirement. And I would just like to say in front of this board, I came here in 1985 and started practicing law. And in the entire time I've been practicing law, a good amount of which is real estate and land development related, I have just been very impressed and very helped all the way through the process. I think every member of Wilson, Holbrook and Byard, now Morris James, Wilson, Holbrook and Byard, would sing the same accolades of Mr. Lank, and I'll miss him. And I've had contact already with Janelle. I think that was a very good choice, but we'll all miss Lawrence.
We tried to keep
him. Amen.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
The next application is conditional use number 2056. Mr. Lank?
Yes. This is the application of Renault Garcia. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office, storage of vehicles and equipment, and repair equipment to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.06 acres, more or less. Property is located on the at the east of Marshall Street, being Road 225, 2,800 feet north of Johnson Road, being Road 207. The 911 address is 7411 Marshall Street, Lincoln. The tax map ID is District 330, map 15, parcel 20.01. Again, this application was heard by the Planning and Zoning Commission on August 25th of 2016. Passing down now is a copy I just received of a revised site plan. Showing the parcel and its intended uses for your review. During the public hearing process on August 25th, the commission heard comments from DLDOT, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Dana Perez was present on behalf of Renault Garcia and gave testimony and responded to questions raised by the commission. There were no parties present in support of the application. There was one party present, not in opposition, but expressed some concerns. He was concerned about lighting from the property projecting onto his property, and also concerned about noises and primarily backup beepers on vehicles and equipment. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission did defer action for further consideration. On September 22nd of 2016, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2056 for Manuel Garcia for an office, storage of vehicles and equipment, and repair of equipment based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reason. One, the site was previously approved for automobile repair with a conditional use. The use will be similar to the prior approval. Two, the use is situated on a 1.06 acre parcel land. The use with conditions imposed on it is compatible with the surroundings and will not have a negative impact on neighboring properties or roadways. Three, no work is done at the site. All employees start the workday from their own homes. The existing building will be used to store equipment and vehicles. Four, the applicant has stated that no permanent storage of materials on the site will occur. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use of land shall be limited to an office, storage of vehicles and equipment, and indoor repair of equipment. B, there shall be no retail sales or services on the property. C, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, any dumpsters on the site are to be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways and located behind the existing building. E, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. F, the hours of operation shall be Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. G, signage shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side and shall not be lighted. H, no mixing or crushing of materials shall occur on the site. I, temporary short-term storage of materials shall be allowed on the site. No permanent storage of materials shall be allowed on the site. J, any equipment repairs must occur inside the buildings on the site. K, substantial buffers shall be installed on the property to screen it from view. A landscape plan shall be included with the final site plan. And L, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-0. I received no additional comments from any agency or individual on this application to date, other than the revised site plan that we received on behalf of the applicant.
Okay. Any questions from council?
I was just wondering if there's if the storage of gasoline has come up in these discussions.
It did not come up, but it's a question we could ask when, mm-hmm. when they come forward.
Okay. Lawrence, this drawing you just gave us, of course you just got it, but the is that a Del Dot approved entrance?
I just got it. I hadn't even, okay. It was just handed out.
And the other question, I guess, when they get up here, is it looks like from the aerial, it looks like there's a dwelling that overlaps the property line? I don't know if
it's
still there.
Yeah, you can't go by the aerials. The lines sometimes could move anywhere from 50 to 100 feet.
Mm. Okay.
When you put an aerial overlay with a map, it doesn't work 100%.
Okay, I got you.
If there are no questions, then if we have the applicant or a representative of the applicant come forward, please. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Board Member. My name is Daniel Perez. I work as administrator for Delray Foundations for Vernal Garcia. The owner is right there in the stands. I'd be happy to answer any questions. As you can see, we were a little proactive here. We put the recommended conditional use recommendations there on the side. We did update the site plan as indicated, which you just received. There was a question about the gasoline. Mm-hmm. There is no container of gasoline. We'll be at the site. There is no transfer of gasoline, no filling up of gasoline. There might be, I think, just for the landscaping purposes, trimmers, lawnmower, that kind of thing. But anything contained, which will be no oil, mm-hmm. If there's any containment of any type of chemicals, it will be very short-term and contained in a secure container with a bracket or a facet outside of it on skids, just for storage, for temporary use, to mm-hmm. transport to the job site.
Right.
Question on K, which says substantial buffers. Now I'm trying to look at this thing. Is it designated? I mean, actual... How many feet, or is it just? It just says substantial, unless I'm reading it wrong and not catching.
Or substantial buffer should be installed by the property.
What's that mean? Is it like 5 feet, 10 feet? You know,
exactly. From the fence area, and also if you see the landscaping, there are some areas where they say grass island and landscaping.
Right.
We should put some barriers around there for soundproof for the neighboring and for the adjacent neighbors.
Okay, but it doesn't have it. It doesn't.
Not at this particular plan until we have to go out there and measure exactly how many feet away, and we have to do the.
But the site plan approval, Lawrence, because that's a condition.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere along the line, the commission will decide what the.
The commission came up with that suggested condition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that
so they will.
So nothing. Something will be. Okay.
Great.
Okay. Now, the proposed stormwater management landscape area, that's going to be a combination of stormwater management and some landscaping. Okay.
Correct. Yes.
All right.
Okay. Any other questions of council? Did you have anything else you'd like to add, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition? This application. Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public record at this or public hearing at this point. And if council's desire, close the public record on this matter.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council, close the public record. Ask Mr. Moore read a short title.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Council.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office storage of vehicles and equipment and repair of equipment to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.06 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning, numbered 1 through 4 in your packet. with the conditions 5A through L.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure of council.
May I have the pleasure of making that motion.
Motion to approve. Motion, Mrs. Devers, second Mr. Wilson, to approve conditional use number 2056 for the reasons and with the conditions as stated from planning and zoning. Questions on the motion?
Is the only new construction, Mr. Lank, the proposed pole barn? Other than that, everything else is existing buildings, right?
They're showing an existing building. They have a proposed storage barn that's 40 by 115.
Right, in the back. That's the only new construction.
Yeah, the one that's the dark line makes you think it's the primary, but it's an existing concrete dumpster pad, and it's mm-hmm. going to be screened. That's the dark line to okay. be able to screen it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes. And because of the opinion of planning and zoning with the conditions as stated by planning and zoning and the fact that it carried 4-0.
Mr. Cole? I'll vote yes also because of the similar reasons that P&Z's recommendation and the conditions I feel will be sufficient to safeguard some of the residential neighboring properties from this activity.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes, per planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes. According to recommendations, P&Z.
I also, based on planning and zoning's recommendations, their reasons and their conditions they put on it, yes, motion carried. Thank you. Next, Mr. Moore.
Thank you. The next one is change of zone 1806. Mr. Lank?
Yes, thank you. This is the application of WYWJ Ventures, LLC. It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 3.034 acres, more or less. Property is located at the west of Sussex Highway, U.S. Route 13, 950 feet south of Adams Road, being Road 600. The 911 address is 14392 Sussex Highway, Bridgeville. The tax map ID is District 530, Map 14, Parcel 21. Again, the public hearing on this application was held on August 25th of 2016. In that public hearing process, we heard comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We heard from Mr. Liu on behalf of the manager of the WYWJ Ventures, LLC. He gave testimony and responded to questions raised by the commission. There were no parties present in support or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, there was a motion to defer action for further consideration. On September 22nd, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1806 for WYWJ Ventures, LLC for a change in zone from AR1 agriculture residential to CR1 commercial residential based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is located along U.S. Route 13, Sussex Highway, and it is in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This location is appropriate for CR1 commercial residential district zoning. Two, the site is adjacent to property that is currently zoned C1 general commercial district, and there are other commercial zonings and conditional uses in the area. Three, the proposed use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or roadways. Four, the applicant will be required to meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. Five, CR1 commercial residential district zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, the rezoning along U.S. Route 13 falls within the stated purposes of the CR1 commercial residential district. And six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Rawl, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that this application be approved for those reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. To date, I've received no additional comments from the agency or individual on this application.
Mm-hmm.
Any question from council?
I do, Mr. President. In the past, Everett, you know, just it appears that the applicant doesn't have any use other in, or, you know, need to have the changing zone other than to sell the property. I know court cases and other issues have come into play in the past about changing zones for speculative purposes and other things like that. Is there any issue here that you have any concerns that you can share with us?
You're right that this has been the standard that the council has looked at in the past, you know, and the person is supposed to explain what they plan to do to the property. But as you often bring up, oftentimes those discussions go around the site plan as opposed to the land use itself. This council has approved parcels in the past. I can think of one on Route 9, I believe it was, where there was an application and there was no specific reason given for the change of zone except to try to sell. And that was approved by this council.
Mm-hmm. But the difference there was it was a conditional use with a produce operation on it.
Well, there
market
was
market of some sort that had closed up and I think it lost its conditional use and reverted back or something. But anyway, there was a little different. This from the aerial, if I'm not mistaken, that doesn't look like there's any, like the neighboring HR district is not being utilized for anything right now. Still looks like it's still a farm and ag. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
From my Lawrence's or
this parcel is a short distance. The closest bigger activity would be Dell Electric Cooperative office yard, et cetera, and that's at the bottom of the big L going towards Greenwood.
Yeah.
The property immediately adjacent to the south is also used for commercial, and if I remember right, it's a union building, a house that's been converted to an office for one of the unions.
It's a union for linemen.
I couldn't remember which one it was. And then further south on the opposite side of Route 13 Sussex Highway is Allsteel. All span.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another parcel just south of that. And then recently, in the last year or so, you rezoned a piece that doesn't even show up on the map mm-hmm. for
Beta Beach Builders across the co-op,
which is a warehouse that was built for their own use, and then they applied for them to use it for their business.
That's right. Okay.
With another, again, right across from Darrell Electric.
It's only the subtle difference is that they had reasons to get it rezoned.
Oh, great.
Where the reason here is just so they could sell the property.
I understand.
That's the dilemma that I'm having, because I think we've had problems. Okay, that's right.
Well, okay. I may be wrong, but I believe I attended a hearing where the Robinson Eye Center is. That's probably not the proper name, but on Route 24, and the owner didn't have plans or just wanted to get out of the area, going to Florida. I believe that was the reason. And it was certainly approved, and it certainly was commercial, so, right on Route 24 near 1. So.
Okay. If the
applicant is here, so we can ask some questions. What do you think?
Mr. Louis?
Good afternoon. My name is Wei Hong Lu. I'm the manager partner of this LLC. I took over this property in 2015. I want to address your concern. This is not something we flipped. We own this property for over 15 years. My father acquired this property a long while ago. I took over the administrator and I looked at the surrounding property, and I provided with a map that, like, all the orange color surrounding, and after it's all commercial. And so as people aware, it takes time and effort to develop a property from residential to commercial. And I'm taking that effort to move it to business zone, hopefully redevelop the area, and that's it.
No, I fully understand. I'm just in the past, we've been criticized for rezoning property so somebody can sell it. If that's their stated reason, and it looks like you stated that you were like to get it rezoned so you could market it.
Again,
I understand.
I did not flip the property. It's not something
right.
that
no,
I'm
I understand.
interested
I understand.
in. So. And Mr. Lang already stated that we are surrounding by.
Yes, you are. No, you are. Commercial. No.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Are there any other questions from council? Do you have anything else to add?
Well, I want to state that currently the building was previously used as a builder's office at one time, and they actually built additional meeting room next to it, and it had additional parking on the back of it. So it was, at one time, it was really aimed to use as a commercial at one time. So not like a regular house where we had a regular driveway. It had additional parking on the back and really aimed as a business office type of environment, home office, that kind of business.
Okay, thank you. If there are no other questions, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter at this point. If the council desires, we could close the public record as well.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council to close public record?
Yes.
Ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest Fork Hundred, Sussex County, containing 3.034 acres, more or less, and for the reasons given by planning and zoning as number 1 through 6 in your package.
Pleasure, Council.
I make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to approve change of zone 1806 for the reasons stated by planning and zoning in their hearing. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I vote yes, and on planning and zoning's advice and going along with the reasons that they gave.
Mr. Cole?
I vote yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes, per planning and zoning's recommendation, and this is definitely an appropriate location for a commercial parcel.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Also, based on planning and zoning recommendation and the fact it is on Route 13, which I think is where commercial should be, I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Moore?
The next one is change of zone 1807.
This is an application of WYWJ Ventures LLC. It's an ordinance to grant the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest Fork Hundred, Sussex County, containing 8.0475 acres, more or less. Property is located west of Sussex Highway, US Route 13, 2110 feet north of Cannon Road, being Route 18. The 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 131, Map 19, Parcel Number 4. Planning and Zoning held public hearing on this application August 25th of 2016. We received comments from DLDOT, Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Mr. Liu, manager of WYWJ Ventures LLC, was present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support. We had three parties present in opposition to the application, expressing concerns about traffic, that the intended use is unknown, that the number of uses that are permitted in CR1 commercial residential zoning is a concern, that a conditional use would be preferred since they would know what was intended, and that they would prefer to maintain the rural residential character of the area. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission did defer action for further consideration. And on September 22nd, 2016, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1807 for WYWJ Ventures LLC for a change of zone from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to CR1 Commercial Residential District based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is located along U.S. Route 13 Sussex Highway near the town of Bridgeville and in an area that has developed to include business, commercial, and industrial zoning along with several conditional uses. This location along U.S. Route 13 is appropriate for CR1 Commercial Residential District zoning. Two, the site is adjacent to property that has HI-1, heavy industrial district zoning. Rezoning this property to CR-1, commercial residential district, is compatible with the adjacent industrial zoning. Three, the proposed use will not adversely affect neighboring and adjacent properties or roadways. Four, the applicant will be required to meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. Five, CR-1 commercial residential district zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities, generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, the rezoning along U.S. Route 13 falls within the stated purposes of the CR-1 commercial residential district. Six, the site is within the town center area, according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. CR-1 commercial residential district zoning is consistent with that designation. There was a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that this application be approved for those reasons stated. That motion carried 4-0. I received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date on this application.
Mm-hmm. Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Liu.
I will say I didn't provide copies of the survey because that's all I had. It wasn't any site plan or anything that you could even look at anyway.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon again. This property, as I have provided with the council member, that this is right next to a junkyard, really is full of all cars, and it's overwhelmed the surrounding at this point. There were a couple parties object to that. One of the concerns from Jeffrey Louis was be able to walk his dog, which should be matter because there are existing law who control where he would walk his dog. The other thing he was concerned about, the height blocking his view, but my research state that currently the AR zone and CR zone also have a maximum height of 42 feet, whereas right next to me is a heavy industry and there is a height maximum of 125 feet. So it is not changing any block of whether it was residential or commercial, it's still 42 feet. There are other parties who are concerned about the change from residential to commercial, and I have done certain research and I found that both parties have an existing business operating on their property, currently zoned residential. And so I provide that information to the commission before.
Both parties had what businesses where? My hearing isn't that great.
Okay, so Jeffrey Louis had a business on this property called Lewison Constructions.
Mm-hmm.
Joyce and Randolph Jones has a business called JBR Constructions.
Mm-hmm.
Both can be searched on Yellow Pages.
Yes.
JBR Construction is on Better Business Bureau. According to the data I found, they have a business up to $2.5 million per year with up to 9 employees.
Did good research.
I did my research, yes. And currently they're owned by a gentleman called Daryl Roney, age 40.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that they have different purpose when they object my, they already had a commercial business running in the residential zone and I am just filling the gap.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That is it.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If the council desires, close the public record.
Close the public hearing. Okay. Yes. Council, close the public record. And ask Mr. Moore to read the short title of the change in zone 1807.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR-1 agricultural residential district to a CR-1 commercial residential district for certain parts of land lying and being in Northwest Fork Country, Sussex County, containing 8.0475 acres, more or less, and for reasons 1-6 given by planning and zoning that were contained in your packet.
Pleasure, Council. Mr. Wilson wants to make a motion. Do we have a second?
Yes, I'll second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver, to approve change of zone 1807 for the reasons that stated by planning and zoning in their record. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I'll vote yes, along with the planning and zoning recommendation and the reasons that they gave for rezoning.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes, per planning and zoning recommendation.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on the recommendations, planning and zoning.
I also vote yes on planning and zoning recommendation, and the fact is on Route 13, which should be a commercial district anyway, so it makes sense to me. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. And a motion to adjourn.
Second. No, there's one additional. Well, there's one additional on another page.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, there is.
Yes.
Change. I'm leaving her, I'm telling you.
1808.
We're a change of zone 1808. Mr. Peden, Mr. Lang.
Oh, that's why he's sitting back there. Yeah. I thought you'd stop and see how we're doing.
That's
you know?
Right.
I apologize, sir. I was just trying to.
You just got to get up closer.
He's good.
Yes. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.9192 acres, more or less. Property is located south of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, 800 feet east of Harbison Road, being Route 5, the 911 address, 26526 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Harbison. The tax map ID is District 235, Map 30, and being Parcel 63 and 63.01. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on August 25th of 2016. The public hearing evidence included DLDOT comments, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division comments. Mr. Peden was present on behalf of his application, gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone number 1808 for William Peden III for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the property has frontage along Route 9 in the area of other commercial and business zonings and uses, including retail, convenience store, with gas pumps, a warehouse, contracting, and truck repair. It is also across from properties that are zoned CR1. This is an appropriate location for CR1 zoning. The application will not have an adverse impact upon traffic, area roadways, or the neighborhood. Three, the property is located in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. CR1 zoning is an appropriate zoning classification in a developing area according to the plan. Four, the property is currently used for business purposes. This rezoning will make the zoning consistent with the historic uses of the property. It has been the subject of two previously approved conditional uses. Five, the applicant is considering additional uses for portions of the property that are not utilized or underutilized. The change in zone to CR1 will permit the applicant to more fully utilize the entire property commercially without having to apply for additional conditional uses. Six, no properties appeared in opposition to the application. Seven, CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for retail shopping, personal and miscellaneous service activities, and that such uses should be located along arterial roadways where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. Excuse me. This application satisfies all of these factors. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward change of zone number 1808 for William Peden III to the County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. We have received no additional comments on this application from agencies or individuals to date.
Okay, thank you. Any questions?
Did you have any flooding?
The basement gets a little bit in it.
Okay.
Probably the 18 years, 17 years I've had it, it's gotten water in it twice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if
you we had a little bit of rain there, didn't we?
Go ahead.
Okay, my name is William Peden. I think Lawrence has probably covered everything pretty well. I've owned the property since 1999. I utilize basically about 1 acre on the property on the roadside, and just looking to utilize the backside. Have some different ideas on things that I want to do, but I have a feeling that most of them just require a rezoning.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, two previous condition uses. One was for the contracting business, and one was for an artisan and artist display area, and they have shows every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Right, so since 2000, there's been some kind of activity, commercial activity on that site.
I have an office in the building that's there, and it's a semi-warehouse and a three-car garage in the back of it.
Okay. If you have nothing else, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of the application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council desires, close the public record.
Yes.
We'll close public hearings. Okay, with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore read the short title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.9192 acres more or less for reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 7 in your packet.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure, council.
I'll move for adoption.
Motion, yes, Mrs. Deaver, second Mr. Wilson, to approve change of zone 1808 for the reasons as listed from planning and zoning. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, and for the reasons given by planning and zoning, and the vote was 5-0.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. It's a mixed use area, and this is not out of character.
Mr. Arlett.
I shall also vote yes per planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on the planning on a recommendation of P&Z.
I also agree with planning and zoning recommendations under reasons. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
We have now concluded our hearings.
And I think I already second your motion.
I think somebody did something. We got a motion and a second to adjourn.
Yeah.
Any questions on that motion?
No.
We're going to take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
There you go.